I actually don't drink any caffeine, any coffee, any tea, never have, other than maybe a sip once in college. First and foremost, I love my country, and I really believe that as much as our transformative journey from third to first has been nothing short of remarkable, I think that there's more to do, and there's more that we can build together. Particularly, I think that our political system is built in a manner that doesn't really set us for a resilient, solid system that can resist shocks towards it. And I think it's important for us to build more balance, more alternatives within it, such that people within the system feel like they have a place within it, and we're able to ensure that policies better reflect the full spectrum of opinions that exist in this country. I think I want to change how every Singaporean feels within the system. Too often, we have friends that may have lamentations, they're upset with particular parts of the policy of the system, and they tend to kind of have a resignation about it. They tend to sometimes subscribe out of the system and just kind of let it be. I really hope to change that. I really hope that Singaporeans will see a place for them in policy discussions, a place for them in civic society, and that is kind of going to create a much more vibrant social compact, political compact in Singapore that will make us stronger. That will make us actually come up with better policies that better encompass all the different perspectives in our country, and I think we'll be a much stronger nation for it. One of the areas that I want to help start a conversation about and really deepen the conversation about is how we can better empower folks of my generation, the youth of this country. And I think one of the biggest things that, you know, has become a big topic of discussion is how we help them have an earlier footing in life, earlier access to housing, because that is kind of a fundamental building block of them kind of building their lives after. And that can come in the form of BTO access that we hope can be pulled down to even as early as 28. It comes in the form of increasing rental options for them in the public, but also private market, so it's more affordable for them to move out and start their own life a little bit earlier. And I think that is kind of a big piece of what I would like to push for if I were given the chance to be elected. This is kind of where I grew up a little bit. I used to live in this area, and I used to come with my family, my siblings. We would kind of cycle here over the weekends, and it was always kind of nice. It's kind of a memory that really resonates with me. But I think what I'm passionate about is, and it's going to sound really weird, kind of like collecting and keeping kind of old things. I think friends that know me know that I like sentimentalizing things that I have, or even things from different eras, because I think it kind of harkens back to a time that maybe is not as recognizable today, and it kind of gives me some connection to where Singapore was, where Singapore is today. And so if you ever saw my room, you'd see things from primary school, secondary school, and even things from before then. I actually don't drink any caffeine, any coffee, any tea, never have, other than maybe a sip once in college, and I've somehow gotten through life without having to take any caffeine. I never felt the need to, and then also at some point I thought, there's no reason to have to spend $5-$10 every day on a cup of coffee, so why even start myself on the habit, even if I can get to a point where I like it and it helps me, when I can just kind of like drink water and survive.
Do you wake up every day and feel energized and refreshed?
I don't know if I do, but I definitely can get through the day. What I hope is that as people get to know me a little bit more, as I am able to kind of demonstrate what I think about, what I care about, that ultimately people will realize that, hey, he's somebody who is much more than his degree, and he's somebody who actually thinks deeply about problems that we're facing in this country and has perspectives that have resonance for them.